Patrick DeHaan from GasBuddy.com. Patrick, Happy New Year.
Thanks, Tony, as well.
Great. I can call you up. You're like the wife that people yell at, and it's never your fault, Patrick, but gas prices have really spiked in the last week or so. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, we've seen a couple rounds of increases before Christmas and now between Christmas and New Year's, up to $3.49. You know, it's hard to let people know exactly what's going on because there really haven't been any changes. I should say there really haven't been any significant changes in what's going on with supply and demand. A lot of what we're seeing, that the rise in prices going up for a few things. First of all, an ethanol subsidy ended with the start of the new year, so that was a 4.5 cent subsidy that the federal government provided. So prices went up a little bit because of that, but we're also dealing with some situations. I'm sure folks are familiar with what's going on with Iran. They're making some threats, and the markets are getting worried, just like Libya happened last year. You remember how quick prices went up? Now it's happening with Iran because there's some concerns about that country.
The Lansing average currently is at 337, but it's falling. Michigan, 338, that's falling also. The national average is falling down to 326, and as I'm at GasBuddy.com now, I think we're lucky here in Lansing. I know that we've talked about St. John's, which is to the north of us. Their prices, they always seem to be in a price war there with their Speedway, Admiral, and Murphy USA, but there's a Citgo here in Lansing that's selling gas for $3.17 a gallon, but what you'll find are the quality dairies and speedways between $3.20 and $3.28, and looks like those prices are heading downward, Patrick.
Yeah, that's right. You know, each time we see an increase, Tony, every time, you know, it went up to $3.49. Every time after we see an increase, we see this pattern where prices all shoot up, and then almost the same day that prices go up, they start to slowly go back down. So if you're ever stuck in the future looking at a pump and you're watching the price go up to, you know, $3.49, it goes up 30 cents, just know that in the days ahead, it always tends to go back down. We're on this roller coaster right here. So at least we should be happy that there are some stations that are dropping their price, because some areas outside the Midwest, you know, it takes days and weeks. Here in Chicago, the station down the street from me has been selling at the same price since October. So at least gas prices are moving down in your neighborhood.
Patrick, when I look at the highest gas prices, it never ceases to amaze me that people will pay them. There are several locations where you can find it for $3.59 and $3.49, but I notice that most of these locations are at off-ramps near major highways.
Yeah, that's right. You know, it just goes to show that the power of smartphones can really help folks save. I would hope that people would patronize the stations that are being a bit more competitive. But, you know, I'm sure you go to those stations, you'll find a few customers. But the stations that have lower prices hopefully get more of the customers. Yeah, it just goes to show that people will pay just about anything, and that's the great part about technology is people can find where gas prices are cheaper these days.
Patrick, what's the current price for a barrel of crude, and what do you expect that to do, head upward or downward?
Well, you know, it's risen. Before Christmas, a barrel of crude was at about $93 a barrel. Today, it's closer to $103, and we've been seeing it go up because of this violence, not necessarily violence, this concern about Iran. And as we approach the spring, I'm concerned that it will continue to be volatile. It will fall, it will rise, but I think it will generally head higher. I think by spring we could see it between 110 and 120. And if something with Iran does materialize, it could jump even higher than that. So I do believe oil prices will continue to slowly rise. But they will be volatile. They may drop $10, and they may go up $10. But, you know, long-term trend will be upward.
Patrick, just got an email. Tony, please ask Patrick how much we have in reserve should we have challenges in Iran, and what would happen if 40% of the world's oil was cut off?
Well, we do have a lot of reserves, and that's the good news. But the bad news is that Iran is a significant producer of oil, And the concern isn't necessarily that they'll stop exporting oil because they'd be shooting themselves in the foot, that they rely on that oil money. The concern is that they would block the Strait of Hormuz, which is a waterway that oil travels through to get to the west. But we do have reserves. We have about 730 million barrels in reserve. We did tap it earlier. But even if we did have reserves, the price of oil would rise. It's in the worst case scenario, if something were crazy to happen, if Saudi Arabia or Iran were to stop sending us oil, the price of oil would probably go sky high. It would go up to $200 a barrel or so. But the good news is we do have reserves, but we would still see prices rise significantly.
All right, Patrick, before we let you go, any other news and notes about the industry?
Well, things are changing. We get to the new year. We traditionally see prices rise, and we'll continue to see prices bounce around. I'd say for January and February, prices will stay between 325 to 360, and then things will start to get ugly in April and May. But besides that, in the industry, it's kind of a quiet time of year. Gasoline demand is pretty low.
And just to put things in perspective, what do they pay for a gallon of gas over in Europe?
Well, if you were in the Netherlands today, you'd probably be shelling out close to $8 a gallon.
Ouch. Ouch. So we've got it pretty good here. We better enjoy it while we can. Patrick, before we let you go, tell us about that great app that Gas Buddy has so folks can find the cheapest gas prices wherever they travel.
That's right. We have those free iPhone apps, free app for your Android or BlackBerry as well. That's what we were talking about earlier with finding where gas is cheapest. All you do is download the free app, and it'll find where you are and tell you where gas is cheapest. Simple way to save money, and not enough people, it just takes a few seconds. So download the app and save some money today.
GasBuddy.com, LansingGasPrices.com. We've been talking with Patrick DeHaan. It's not his fault. He's just the messenger. Thanks so much, Patrick.
Thanks, Tony. Take care.